The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed, he saw a blind man from birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither he nor his parents sinned. It is so that the works of God might be made visible through him." We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming, and no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he said this, he spat on the ground and made clay with his saliva, smeared the clay on the eyes of the man and said to him, "Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and he washed and came back able to see. Now his neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "Yes, it is." Others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." So they said to him, "How were your eyes opened?" He replied, "A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and told me to go to Siloam and wash. So I went there and washed and was able to see." And they said to him, "Where is he?" He said, "I don't know." They brought the one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on the Sabbath. So when the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see, he said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." Some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such things?" There were a division among them, and they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" The man said, "He is a prophet." Now Jesus did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and gained his sight until they summoned his parents of the one who had gained his sight. They asked them, "Is this your son who you say was born blind? How does he see now?" His parents answered and said, "We know that this is our son and that he was born blind. We do not know how he can see now, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him. He is of age. The man can speak for himself." His parents said this because they were afraid of the Jews, and the Jews had already agreed that if anyone acknowledged him as the Christ, he would be expelled from the synagogue. For this reason, his parents said, "He is of age. Go question him." So a second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, "Give God the praise. We know this man is a sinner." He replied, "It is a sinner. If he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know is that I was blind and now I see." So they said to him, "What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes?" And he answered them, "I have already told you, but you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to because his disciples too?" They ridiculed him and said, "You are the man's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses, but we do not know where this man is from." The man answered and said to them, "This is what is so amazing, that you do not know where he is from, yet he opened your eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, But if one is a devout and does his will, he will listen to him. It is unheard of that anyone has ever opened the eyes of a person born blind. If this man was not sent from God, he would not be able to do anything. They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and you are trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown the man out, he found him and said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I might believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him. The one speaking to you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord," and he worshiped him. Then Jesus said, "I came into the world for judgment, so that those who do not see might see, and those who might see might become blind." Some of the Pharisees who were with him heard this and said to him, "Surely we are not also blind, are we?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We,' so sin remains." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. It's interesting that Paul doesn't say you are in darkness, and now you are in the light. He's saying that our identity was darkness. And now, because of the power of Jesus, our new identity is light. We are light in the world. If we have Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of the Father, our whole being is light. If I know, believe in, and follow Jesus, his light shines in me. So it makes sense when we hear Jesus say in another gospel, "You are the light of the world." Remain in Jesus, and he will remain in you, and through your faith, your hope, your love, people will see Jesus. Paul teaches us how to remain in Jesus, how to remain light in the world. He says, "Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord." Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. So, what is pleasing to the Lord? Do you have a list? Do you have it in your pocket? Maybe we should have that. To remind us, oh, what I'm doing right now is not pleasing to the Lord. Let's think about this. He wants a relationship with you. So prayer is very pleasing to the Lord. He wants you to be good. So living a life of virtue is very pleasing to the Lord. He wants you to proclaim the truth of his revelation to the world. So reading and studying the scriptures and the teachings of the church are very pleasing to the Lord. He wants you to be his disciple. So discerning the will of God for your life and doing it, this is pleasing to the Lord. We could add more things, but the gospel also offers something. The lessons of our Lord in this gospel are many, but at the very beginning, he helps us to think further on what pleases God. Jesus says, "We have to do the works of the one who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. Night is coming. We have to do the work of God in the world. We have to do the work of God. And so we have to make believing in Jesus and his saving love our work in the world. We have to proclaim the power of Jesus. Here's a simple, but I think profound example of someone who found a way to remain in the love of Jesus, to proclaim the love of Jesus long after even the person had died. His name was Stefan Jasinski. He was from Poland and a prisoner in Auschwitz concentration camp during World War II. Auschwitz was one of the largest and possibly most horrible of all the concentration camps. This is true for many, many reasons, but mostly because of the large amount of people who died and were murdered there. In the cell where Stefan was incarcerated, he scratched on the wall an interesting image while he was there. It was an image of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This image wasn't discovered, of course, until after the war and the liberation of the camp, so that when people went in, and this is long after even Stefan had died, they found the image on the wall. In the years following, many, many priests throughout the history since World War II and finding that image, many priests have used a picture of this image on their holy card for their ordinations. This very simple but beautiful image of the Sacred Heart. And it says something also true and beautiful about a place that can only be described as hell on earth. It says, even in the midst of this great evil, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. It says, in the midst of a great darkness, the light of Jesus will always win. The light of Jesus will always win. Jesus is here. Do not be afraid. Jesus is here to bring light into the darkness of great evil. Do you believe this? Do you believe in this light? Jesus can heal your suffering. Do you believe this? Ask yourself the question. Jesus loves you and is always with you. Do you believe this? Maybe we need to pray more. Jesus, help my unbelief. Jesus, help me when I do not trust in your power to forgive me from my sins. Jesus, help my unbelief. Jesus, show me the power of your love. Jesus, help me. Help me. Stay close to Jesus. Stay close to him so you can learn from him. Receive his mercy and know his will for your life. Jesus will make you light in the world. He will show you what is pleasing to him. He will give you the courage to follow him. Jesus, we trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.